Listening Library presents Liesel and Poe by Lauren Oliver. Read for you by Jim Dale.
Part 1. Attics and Accidents. 1. On the third night after the day her father died, Liesel saw the ghost. She was lying in bed in the uniform grey darkness of her small attic room when, in one corner, the shadows seemed to crimp or flex, and suddenly standing next to her wobbly desk and three-legged chair was a person about her height. It was as though the darkness was a sheet of raw cookie dough, and someone had just taken a cookie cutter and made a child-sized shape out of it. Liesel sat up alarmed. "What are you?" she whispered into the darkness, even though she knew it was a ghost. Normal people do not appear out of darkness, nor seem to be made of liquid shadow. Besides, she had read about ghosts. She read a lot in her little attic room. There was not much else to do.
"Poe," the ghost said. "My name is Poe." "Where did you come from?" Liesel asked.
"From the other side," the ghost said, as though it were obvious, as though he was saying from downstairs or from Oak Street or some other place she knew.
"Are you a girl or a boy?"
Liesel was wearing the same thin nightshirt she had been wearing since Tuesday when her father died, and it occurred to her that if the ghost was a boy, she should cover up.
"Neither,"
the ghost replied. Liesel was startled.